Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh. And on the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York.
Hi, Dodge. As we get ready for the markets to open here today, share with us, how did the U.S. markets perform overnight?
Well, Joyce, yesterday's rally with the Dow up 103 points, it really was a case of less than meets the eye. From a trading point of view, it's not a great sign that, although the Dow gained big, there were actually many more decliners than advancers on both the New York Stock Exchange and over-the-counter markets. It's not thrilling that after the Russell 2000 finally edged above that 1561 resistance level that we've been watching, it had to close to 15. It went up to 1566, but it closed down to 1560. All this makes it likely that a near-term top was just put in place, but we don't expect a correction at this point to be a killer, but rather controlled and rotational. We're looking at trimming in many retail issues that are now extended. We're now watching the energy stocks because they may pull back. We're watching particularly the Spider S&B Oil and Gas Exploration and Production ETF, XOP. If that closes below 38, then we wouldn't ruin the long-term pattern of energy, but it would be a signal to trim more aggressively in the energy sector. On the positive side, we're seeing favorable rotation now taking place into many banks and other financial issues, as well as several biotechnology and healthcare stocks.
The Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ kicked off 2018 with their strongest first four trading days in more than a decade. Is this an indicator of their performances for the year, or do you think the euphoric feel in the market's time is up?
Well, Joyce, when you look, whenever the S&P 500 has risen at least 2% in the first five trading sessions, like this year, it has ended in the positive territory for the year 100% of the time, with the average return nearly 20%. Not only has the full-year return for the S&P been positive, but the average has been 18.6%. So, you know, if you believe in history, yes, it's more than likely to continue on the upside. Now, we are going to be watching between now and the end of the year, of course, and what we're really watching is buying power and selling pressure in the market itself. In other words, the volume that is associated with stocks that go up versus the volume that's associated with stocks that are going down. Buying power versus selling pressure. Right now, buying power is at a new high in its long-term uptrend. Selling pressure is at a new low in its downtrend. The bull market is showing optimal strength right now and offering an ideal opportunity for continued buying on a selective basis. That is what we're going to be watching for, a change in the market environment. It does change. It takes time for a bull market to trend sideways and then move down and then start to attract bear market verbiage. But we're far away from that. But that's what we're going to be watching. We're going to be watching volumes associated with stocks going up versus going down in order to try to stay ahead of any potential real change in the market sentiment.
Do you think the change in the market sentiment will likely happen this year, perhaps the mid-half of the year?
It could, Joyce. And then from a trading point of view, it could. We're seeing now we're getting into earnings. This earnings season may, you know, have some questions to it. So, yes, there may be a turn down. But right now, any kind of turn down is going to be viewed as a pullback. And it's really going to be governed more by market sentiment than fundamentals. If fundamentals change enough to change market sentiment, yes, then maybe we do have a more serious pullback. But we're so far away from that, and those who have tried to short the market from a fundamental point of view have been wrong and have had to pay dearly for it. So right now it doesn't pay to anticipate any kind of change in the market sentiment.
What's your take on Asian and emerging markets so far in this new year?
Emerging markets are very interesting. Asian markets are interesting. I'm looking at emerging markets as a continued buy opportunity, but for us, we'll be increasing our buying. We're looking at the second quarter of this year. For Asia, we're watching China, and particularly China steel. China steel production growth is expected now to slow sharply this year as state-mandated factory closures and policies to protect the environment begin to bite. We noticed that last part because now we're hearing China wants to make the sky blue again. That seems to be an interpretation of where the policy is taking it. So the world's largest producer of steel will experience just a small rise of output of maybe half to 0.6 tenths of 1% in 2018. Why is this important? Steel is often viewed as a barometer of economic activity because it goes across a whole bunch of industries, car making, construction, manufacturing. So a significant price move could have repercussions for the broader economy. So we're using what happens with steel as an indicator of where the China economy is going to be going for 2018.
Aside from steel, in this new year, any particular industries you like or that you're cautious of?
Oh yes, we like consumer discretionary and energy, technology, financials. Right now, financials we see a rotation into. We also have been watching from a market perspective point of view what happens to technology. Technology has had a huge growth. It's been a strong supporter of our move upward. It may pull back for a time, but we will watch what the pattern is in technology. Also, momentum stocks. Amazon, Google, the whole kit and caboodle, that we're watching, not from in terms of making an investment or a short position now, but trying to measure how the market is moving and whether it will continue to move on the positive side. Also, longer term, we're looking at disruptors and discretionary consumer as a potential area to monitor and to see what new names can come up or not, and how they affect the standard historical winners in those areas. So, and also retail is undergoing. I mean, if you could just walk down on our streets in New York City, the huge change in retail and all the buildings now that are rentable that are just lying there, it's a big indication of what's happening with retail at this point. So we're watching it both on the positive and the negative side. And trying to gauge our investments from a longer-term or shorter-term nature based on what we're seeing.
What about currencies? Which currencies are in your stay invested and buy portfolio? The ringgit, perhaps?
Yes, I'm beginning to like the ringgit. Yes, I think it's taken a breather from its recent rally against the U.S. dollar. Sentiment has remained positive amid you have firmer crude oil prices, you have a better investment outlook in your local market, as well as expectations for a hike in the overnight policy rate. So I suspect it's going to be governed in terms of foreign exchange. It's a two-way street, so it's going to be governed against what's happening with the U.S. dollar. Now, the U.S. dollar right now appears to be getting stronger because we're seeing the potential, the expectation of the three rate hikes. But let's see what happens. If the U.S. dollar backs off, that would be a good time to make a more optimal investment in the ringgit, not because any change in sentiment in terms of the ringgit itself, but in terms of its relative position relative to the U.S. dollar and also the euro.
Coming back to the current top-ish levels of markets, what is your investment strategy?
Sector rotation. Certainly, we're not shorting anything at this point, but we are watching sector rotation. The way we monitor it is through ETFs, exchange-traded funds that represent a broad range of stocks, of investments in particular sectors, including the major averages. The Russell 2000 particularly has been weaker than the S&P and the Dow. So we're watching that in terms of how it reacts to current news. We do expect a slight rest now, a pullback, not necessarily a serious one, but it will be viewed as a buying opportunity until it's not. And so we have to see how far the pullback goes.
Thank you for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lander & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
We'll be back with a look at the broadly the economy as well as the initial coin offerings and how our Securities Commission is dealing with that. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.